Amen. All right. Well, let me get to it. Father, I thank you again for the entrance of your word gives light and it brings understanding. We pray that that light will shine in our hearts today, give revelation, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to share for just a really quick few minutes today, Holy Spirit dimensions in our Believe series and how the Holy Spirit helps our prayers, not the way that we think, but I just want to share something with us today that may help us. I'm going to read a text from John chapter 16 and verse 13. Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit when he comes. Among all the other things that Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will do, that's what he said in this verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. That's the last part. He will show you things to come. That's the one I want to talk about for just a bit here this morning. And when we read that verse, we may be thinking, the Holy Spirit will show us, you know, prophetically events that will happen in the world and things like that, which he will do too. But I want to bring a different perspective here today. How that if you can unite with the Holy Spirit and enter into his own dimensions, you can actually see things that will come to pass before they come to pass. So it's actually a very powerful way to elevate your faith for prayer. Now, let me put it to us this way. John chapter 5 verse 19, Jesus said, the Son can do nothing by himself. Only what he seeth the Father do. Now, whatever he seeth the Father do, these also doeth the Son likewise. So what is this business of seeing the Father do something? I mean, you might think of it this way. Jesus wouldn't do anything unless the Father showed it to him first. Praise God. And that's why sometimes some of his actions, people, you know, wonder why. One time he was wanted to heal a blind man and he took him out of the city. You know, but that's what the Father showed him at the time. I mean, he could have healed the man right there, but for whatever reason, the Father showed him to take it out of the city. Now, he says, for the Father loveth the Son, verse 20 of John chapter 5, and showeth him all things that he himself doeth, and will show him even greater works than these, that you may marvel. Now, have you actually considered this scripture? That the Father will show Jesus the works that Jesus will do first before he actually does them. You know, the Father shows him all things. And then he does whatever he sees the Father do. Well, what the Father was to Jesus is what the Holy Spirit is to us now. So if we can get into the realm where the Holy Spirit show you, or you allow the Holy Spirit to show you something that is yet to come to pass, it's a powerful, powerful way to get your prayers answered. For instance, you know, you can see yourself if you are healed. I mean, if you're sick, you can see yourself healed. Holy Spirit can show it to you even before you actually are healed. And once he shows it to you, my goodness, then you know you're healed. Praise God. Now, if this doesn't mean that we have to wait until we see something before we believe. No, but it's a realm of the Spirit that Jesus talked about. Holy Spirit will show you things to come. It can be things to come in the next 5 minutes. It can be things to come in the next hour. It can be things to come a week, a month, a year, or years down the road. Show it all to you. You can visualize yourself, and the Holy Spirit can show you walking down that aisle. And then when you see it, you align your faith with what he already showed you, just like Jesus. He said, well, when the Father shows me something, then that's what I do. You know, so when the Holy Spirit shows it to you, then you align yourself with it. And it's so powerful because it works. Because the Holy Spirit already showed you. Remember, in the book of Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10, it says, God declares the end from the beginning. You know, and I've been trying to show people that in this room over the last several months. When I made statements such as, God doesn't do or start anything until first he has completed it. Well, he has completed it. The Father has completed it, showed it to the Son, then the Son does it. The Holy Spirit has already seen it happening. He shows it to us, then we believe for it. You know, so it's the same thing. God declaring the end from the beginning. Now, you may pick up a book. You know, and when I was much younger, I read a lot. I was a prolific reader. Not quite as much these days. Didn't have just quite a time. But every time I picked up a book, I'd first like to read the epilogue first, which is, you know, how it all ends. You know, and then try to, you know, fill in the gap in my head, especially those fictional stories. And say, oh, okay. Well, you may see the end, but then also what happens chapter by chapter. You know, the end of it, we already know, is, you know. But what about in between? What happens? This is where relying on the guidance of the Holy Spirit comes into play. Now, if we understand that the Lord has seen the end from the beginning, and the Holy Spirit, you know, shows it to you in the Spirit, and you latch on to that thing, it's a powerful thing because you already know the end before it even started. You know, you can go to sleep in the middle of the storm because you already saw yourself on the other side of the storm. Or on the other side of the river or lake or sea or whatever. The Holy Spirit already showed it to you, you know, so, well, whatever happens in between, that's okay. I already know I'm going to be there. And we trust the Lord. It's an amazing process of faith. If you can rely on the Holy Spirit. This also goes in line with praying according to his will. It's noteworthy that Jesus will say these things, that he himself wouldn't do anything unless the Father first showed it to him. Well, we shouldn't be praying anything unless we first find it in the Word of God, of course. We've covered that multiple times. But when you can just visualize it in the Spirit, it's a powerful, powerful way, you know, to get your prayers answered. And God always wants us to visualize things. I mean, God himself, you know, visualize things. You know, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 4, let's read a few verses there. How God himself visualized these things. In Romans chapter 4, it says from verse 17, talking about Abraham. It says, God has made him a father of nations, and he believed God, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now, this is God visualizing things that are not there yet, as though they already are, because he already seen them. You know, so he see the thing there, and then he called it forth. Praise God. You know, so we can do the same. By faith, you can see the end. Now, God has perfect knowledge, actually foreknowledge of all things. That's what makes him God. Now, we don't have foreknowledge. What we have is faith, and we must believe that God already knows the outcome. And if you believe that God already knows the outcome, you know, you just let him take you through the process. But it's going to be like he already showed it to you, because the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. He showed you, you're already healed. Well, so as you're going through right now, you know you're healed. He showed you other things that you're believing for. You see it in your hands, so you already know that you got it. You know, now, there is a journey between faith and foreknowledge. Or I should say, foreknowledge and your faith. You know, and that journey is driven by what we call belief. At least what I call belief. Now, consider, think of a spectrum. Over on the far right, there is God's foreknowledge. And we are over here on the far left. You know, we know that God knows all things. In fact, he said he has predestined us to become like the Christ. So he saw that we will be like the Christ, even though we're not like the Christ yet. He saw that the Christ would come and die for us, even though Adam hadn't even done anything. So the Lamb was already slain before the world began. I mean, he saw all these things. Right, so when we visualize his foreknowledge, but over here, all I have is, I don't know what he knows, unless he shows me part of it, and you can never know everything that God knows. We don't have the capacity to handle that. But he may show you little bits and pieces. Holy Spirit can show you little bits and pieces of what's to come. But here is where I am with my faith, and I want to approximate his foreknowledge. Well, you know, I already know that I'm healed. I already know that I already see myself walking down that aisle. I already see myself carrying that baby. But what happens from where I am now to that point? Well, that's belief. The bridge between your faith and his foreknowledge is believing. Now, foreknowledge is already there. But I must believe. And when I can believe, I can almost approximate his foreknowledge, because I have the confidence that he has seen it already. He declares the end from the beginning. And so if by any chance I'm able to align myself with the Holy Spirit and he reveals it to me, it's a done deal. That actually helps us. You know, now, I want to make sure I make a distinction between, walking by sight versus this thing I'm talking about. Walking by sight is in the natural realm. I'm talking about walking in the dimensions of the Holy Spirit, which Christ himself offered us. So when the Holy Spirit will come, he will show you things to come. So because Christ said it, we need to get it. We need to get everything that Christ offered. I have found that this thing has helped me many times, you know, when I'm believing God for something. When I'm in prayer, believing God, using the word of God, and if the Holy Spirit will show me things to come, then it boosts my faith. Because I know he's already finished it before I even started. You know, now, God doesn't need to figure things out along the way, because that's us. He already knows the end from the beginning. But we must figure things out along the way. The process is also very important. Sometimes even more so than the end result. Because God wants to take us through an experience and a journey. But we have the advantage of knowing the end result. It's kind of like the Bible. You can take the Bible and read the end of it. Fast forward to Genesis and read the end of the story. And you can see that the kingdoms of this world, at the end of the day, says, have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. So that is going to happen. There's nothing the devil can do about it. You know, now, but is that the case now? No. But we must believe that the word of God is going to be exactly like the Lord showed it. And the reason God doesn't need to make predictions, God doesn't even need to prophesy anything. God just tells it the way it is because he's already seen it. He'll just tell it to you. Now, we are the ones that prophesy. We're the ones that make predictions. Sometimes prediction may work or may not work. God doesn't do any of that. He already seen it, and he just tell you the way it is. You know, and so that's the way it is. For whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate. That you're going to become like the Christ. That's where we're headed. Well, let's break it down into everyday things. You know, that's his eternal purpose of, you know, the sons of God becoming like Christ. But let's break it down to everyday things. Anything that we are believing God for on the everyday level. Now, this year, the Lord already said it's a quantum leap year. So, what does that mean? Well, I can visualize myself at the other end of whatever I'm believing God for. I don't know how I'm going to get there, you know, but God is going to do it. He will do it in such a way that he will also make it quick so that we can actually enjoy the blessings of the Lord. You know, in 2023, we went through a process. The Lord began to speak to us about emerging, and then we went through that process. Now, in 2024, God begins to talk to us about he's going to do something that can help you get there much quicker than you can ever accomplish. In a way, I mean, something that you couldn't even do anyway. That's called the quantum leap. There is no way that you could do it. And he's going to do it. There's no way you could get there, but he's going to get you there. There's no way you could attain it, but he's going to give it to you, you know, and then it happens quickly too. It doesn't, it's like one moment you're here and the next moment you're there, but you have to believe it. So this is the, I'm going to be talking about this lesson. I mean, this lesson throughout the year, helping us to position our minds, especially as the Holy Spirit shows it to you. You know, we've seen the stories of quantum leaps in the Bible. And one day, you are in prison. The next day, you are prime minister of the land. That's Egypt. I mean, that's Joseph in Egypt. That's a quantum leap. And many other stories in the Bible. I'll get into that today. But today's lesson is all simply about using John 16:13 to your advantage. How do you use it to your advantage? Well, think about what Jesus is saying there. And when the Holy Spirit comes, it will show you things to come. And so you use it to your advantage. Say, well, Holy Spirit, show me things to come. That's right. Yeah, I don't really need to know everything that's going to happen in the world. You know, I know what the Lord's already told us in the Bible that affects me, but I need to know things that pertain unto me. You know, so Holy Spirit can show me things to come that impact my life, my everyday life, and show it to me. Because that's what Jesus said, he will show it to you. And once you elevate yourself into the realms of the Holy Spirit, I call it Holy Spirit dimensions, you can actually begin to see things to come. And once you see the things to come, you declare it. Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. He was seeing himself coming out of that grave. And then declaring, because the Father showed it to him. He said, look, nobody takes my life from me. This commandment I've received of my Father to lay down and to take it again. So the Father already showed him. And because he saw the end, he can boldly declare it, even before it happened. You know, so that's the thing, you know, that can you see by the Holy Spirit things to come? Well, what are things to come? Suppose you are in a massive debt right now. You can't get out of it. You are in a hole. Well, hopefully you didn't get there because of foolishness, but sometimes that's how people get into those scenarios. But let's leave that for a minute. You are there, you're there. How can you get out of that hole? The psalmist said, he brought me out of an horrible pit. How can you get out of this horrible pit? Well, right now, there's just no way. The job you have can't even pay your rent. You're struggling, you're doing this, you're doing that. Whatever. But the Holy Spirit now tells you that by the power of the Lord, he's bringing you out of there. And you can now visualize it. You can visualize the debt canceled. You can visualize the debt is paid. You can visualize new things for yourself, new horizons. And Jesus said it. If you can only believe it, all things are possible. Well, to believe it, you must also visualize it. Because that's what God told Abraham. He said, look, from the place where you are, visualize. Look around you. See to the east, see to the west, see to the north, see to the south. Whatever you can visualize, whatever you can see, I'm going to give it to you. So if somehow he managed to visualize it and see it, God would have given it to him. Well, the same way, you visualize your victory, visualize your elevation, visualize the things that you're believing God for, and Lord will give it to you. You know, as we walk with the Holy Spirit this year, we don't know how he's going to do it, but we know it's a done deal. So because it's a done deal, and I don't know how it's going to do it, I'm not going to panic when things look like they're not going in the direction that they should. And sometimes things actually get worse before they get better. When God sent Moses to go get the children of Israel out of Egypt, things actually got worse. God said, look, I've seen their affliction and I've heard their cry. And I'm now sent forth to go and deliver them. But things actually got worse. And Pharaoh made their life even much more miserable because they were speaking of being delivered. And Pharaoh said, well, is that a fact? I'm going to make things even much more difficult for you. And he did. You know, and so the people grumbled even more against Moses. Said, look, was it that our problems were not big enough? Now you've caused these things to come upon us even more. So things actually got worse before they got any better. And during that whole time, the people didn't believe anything. You know, Moses had an uphill battle in trying to get the people to actually to believe that God had a plan. And that he was the one that was actually hardening the heart of Pharaoh to do those things because of God wanting to show his great power and get his name renowned. It was very difficult for Moses to convince them. You know, so when God says this is going to happen, things may actually get worse. But you need to see the end that he spoke about. And the Holy Spirit can show it to you. When Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side, well, you can see yourself on the other side. So, if and when the tempest will arise and blow against the storm and water and everything comes inside the boat, if you remember that according to his word, you're already on the other side, you know, then you wouldn't panic. See, this is what I'm trying to show us. And things might actually get worse. Once you get in the boat and Jesus said, let's go, then the devil comes up against you from every direction to make sure you don't go and to make sure you are discouraged, disappointed, you know, all kinds of things. But God's word will always sustain itself. Once the word of God is declared, it will sustain itself. God doesn't need any help. You know, sometimes God just allows things to play out, but he's already seen the end from the beginning. So what he says is the end of the matter. You know, like he said of Lazarus, we talked about this yesterday. Like he said, you know, this sickness is not unto death. Well, that was the end. You know, he was declaring the end because he already saw Lazarus come out of that grave. But in the meantime, Lazarus actually died. And his family went through a lot of sorrow. You know, but, well, he already said he's not unto death, which means even if he died, the death must be reversed and be like it never happened. Because the end state that he said and spoke about is how it's going to be. Praise the Lord. So, I hope you see and catch the revelation. Walk with the Holy Spirit like Jesus and the Father did. Jesus always would do nothing except the Father showed him. That was why he had 100% success rate. Because the Father already showed it to him, so he knows it's going to be, and then he can do it. You know, rather than me just, well, wild card trying, you know. But we have to move our faith from that wild card trying to seeing what the Holy Spirit already saw and already showed. You know, that's a higher level of faith. Now, if you have faith and you know how to believe, you can almost approximate God's foreknowledge. Because even if you didn't know the end result and you can believe God, Jesus said all things are possible. You know, but this is a process that can help your faith. It's simple, but it can help. Because Jesus promised it. And if Jesus promised it, then let's take advantage of it. You know, pray that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And once he shows you things to come, then you have the confidence. Now, whether or not he shows you things to come, you can still believe God. Because Jesus said himself, blessed are those that don't see, but yet believe. But this is a different case because he himself promised it. It's not like I'm trying to ask for something that he didn't promise. He promised it himself. So anything that he promised, I need to take advantage of it to help my believe journey. Praise the Lord. So that's our lesson today. It'll be a short lesson. And I want to remind us of our 5-day believe challenge. Yesterday could have been day one if you wanted to. But because I was announcing it yesterday, today could be day one. But over the next several days, we want you to take actions of faith or put actions to your faith and then come back and give us testimony. No matter how little the thing seems, it doesn't matter. Let's use our faith and see what God can do. And nothing is really little. A sister gave a testimony yesterday. So she went to Chicago, and it was going to snow, but she didn't want the snow. And all of that, she said, well, there will be no snow until I leave. You know, and so, and there was no snow until she left. And the very day she left, somebody called her and said, wow, it's snowing. Well, you know, that's faith in action. You know, it's called believing. In every sphere of our lives, let's begin to do these things. You know, let's begin to walk like, you know, spirit beings and not just a natural man that doesn't know what he's doing. Let's walk in the realm of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's what is going to give us an advantage and an edge, you know, instead of fumbling around. Jesus himself said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, you will not fumble around, but when you follow me, you will have the light of life. You will have the light of life. Praise the Lord.